It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined me for the program today. Hey, I want to read one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. It's Philippians chapter 4. Paul said this. He said, "Therefore, my brothers, you who I love and long for, my joy and my crown, that is how you should stand firm in the Lord, dear friends. I plead with Euodia, and I plead with Syntyche to agree with each other in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, loyal yoke fellow, help these women who've contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And then he closes with this. "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." If anyone had a cause to worry, it was the Apostle Paul. Not only was he in prison when he wrote this letter, a Roman soldiers, they were assigned to him there to guard him, but the friends he loved and cared for back home were not getting along. Apparently there were these two women named Euodia and Syntyche that did not get along and they couldn't agree with each other, and so Paul pleads with them in this letter for them to agree with each other in the Lord, and he asked the friends to just help them get along. You know, the Bible teaches us here, Paul had a steadfast mind. He was secure. The Bible said in verse 7, Paul prayed, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." It's sad today, but many Christians today, they lose their joy and their peace because of worry. You know, psychologists tell us that 92% of what we worry about never even happens. We worry for no reason at all. The Greek word that's translated anxious here in this passage, or worry, I believe in the King James, or careful, it means to be pulled in different directions. Our hopes are pulling us in one direction, and our fears are pulling us in the opposite way. The Old English word worry comes from an Anglo-Saxon word which means to strangle. Have you ever noticed how worry can strangle you? I mean, it can pull you down. When your day begins good, all of a sudden your mind begins worrying and you find yourself in a mess. How do you conquer worry? I believe Paul teaches us here in Philippians that it begins with praying right. He said, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, present your requests to God. Then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." A few years ago, a friend of mine bought me one of the messages, the paraphrase. It's a new paraphrase written by Peterson called The Message. And I love that. Sometimes when you're trying to understand a passage and it seems difficult, look it up in The Message. And this is what The Message, how they interpreted this particular passage. It said, "Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. And before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life." My friend, are you caught up in worry today? I want you to know that it's needless. Jesus taught us in Matthew 6, he said, "If he cares for the lilies of the field and the sparrows that fall to the ground, how much more does your Heavenly Father care for you? Paul didn't just say, pray about it. He said, pray in the right way. Everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Sometimes we just want to give God prayer and petition. We just want to say, God, give me, answer all my needs, take care of all my problems, and we don't present it with thanksgiving to God. God wants to hear his children be thankful for all that he has done for us. So then he says we're to do petition. That's where you present your requests to God. You say, God, here are my needs, and I know you care about them. And then he said, do it with thanksgiving. Remember, Jesus said, pray this way, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Begin by hallowing his name and thanking God for what he's done for you. And then notice the results that happen when we do pray in the right way. He said in verse 7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Dr. Edwin Lewis Cole said one time, peace is always the umpire for doing the will of God. I love it, friend, when God can bring peace. No matter what you're going through, no matter how bad things look, God can bring peace to your life. He said in Isaiah 26 in verse 3, it said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So peace with God through salvation. That is a wonderful thing, friend, to know that God can give us peace no matter what it looks like. Peace is not the absence of conflict. There will always be conflict as long as we live in this world. But peace is the calm assurance to know that God is in control and he will see us through the storm. Let's look at God's peace for just a moment. D.L. Moody said, a little faith will take your soul to heaven, but a lot of faith will bring your heaven, or will bring heaven to your soul. You see, when we look at peace, it transcends all understanding, the Bible says. It's foreign to the unsaved. They can't understand how you can have peace when it looks like everything is falling apart. They don't understand how you can have peace in the midst of a storm. But my friend, Jesus said in John 14 in verse 27, he said, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. He gives us peace that transcends all understanding. The Bible tells us too, he'll keep our hearts. Paul said it'll guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now remember, Paul was in a prison guarded by a Roman soldier, and yet God's peace stands guard to keep anxiety from his mind. Isn't that amazing? Like Daniel, remember Daniel prayed. He gave thanks before God. He made supplication. And so when he was thrown into the lion's den, he was able to actually sleep. He was actually to use the lions for a pillow. Why? Because God's peace was standing guard over his mind. Our peace comes through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Friend, God doesn't want you bogged down with anxiety and fear. God wants you to trust in him. The key, negative anxiety has to be replaced by right thinking. See, he said in verse 8, he told us, think on these things. And he began to say, whatever's pure, whatever's right, whatever's just, whatever's lovely, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. We have to replace our bad thinking with positive things that God has for us. So many times when we're going through the storm and we can see all these things that are coming against us, what we need to do is replace the negative thoughts with what God's word says about a situation. Perhaps today you have received a negative word from the doctor. Maybe you'd say, Brother Keith, I'm to a point where I'm very afraid about what I'm going through physically. You know, you need to go to God's word and find out that he bore our infirmities and carried our diseases, and by his stripes we are healed. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am not a way, I am the way. Then he tells us here to whatever is honest or noble, think about these things. Whatever is honest or noble, we should be meditating on those things. You see, sometimes when we listen to what the devil's putting in our mind, it's anything but honest or noble. We need to think on what God's word says and trust in God and not what the devil's trying to bring in our mind. Whatever is just or right in relation to God and man. How do we ascertain what is just or right? Because of God's word. We go to the word. Warren Wiersbe said this one time. He said, if it has virtue, it will motivate us to do better. And if it has praise, it is worth commending to others. No Christian can afford to waste mind power on thoughts that tear him down and that would tear others down if these thoughts were shared. Friend, we need to ask ourselves, are we thinking right? Because the battle is won or lost in your mind. Right thinking only comes by daily meditating on the Word of God. In Psalm 119 and verse 165, God says this to us, great peace have they who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. See, not only must we pray right, but we're also called to live right. Right living. In verse 9, he said, whatever you've learned and received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Now, you might be thinking, boy, Keith, I was really enjoying this till you got to that part of right living. But you know, friend, it's so important that we put God's word into practice in our life. When we're living in disobedience, we won't have the kind of peace that God speaks about here to the Philippians. Sin always brings unrest in our mind. But when we obey God and we walk according to his word, it brings peace in our life. Notice Paul balanced these things. He learned and he received the things he's heard and he's seen. Paul said, do the gospel. Don't just talk about it. You know, in James chapter 1 and verse 22, James said, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Now, Philippians 4 is the joy chapter, but it's also the peace chapter. It's the peace chapter. In James chapter 4, he begins by saying, what causes fights and quarrels among you? In verse 3, when you ask and you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives that you may spend what you get on your pleasures, purify your hearts, you double-minded. Don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. So, friend, we need to live right, to think right, to walk right, and God will bring peace in our life. Now, I want to close this today by looking in Philippians 4. Let's look at Paul's closing words in verse 9. Repeat this again. Whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Now, you might be thinking today, Keith, I don't have a lot of peace in my life. Are you living according to the word? Today on Fresh Oil, we've been talking about how to win over worry. Are you gripped and consumed today with worry and anxiety? That's not what God wants for you, my friend. He wants to give you victory over all the worries and cares of this life. He paid the price for you. He gave it all as he took our sins upon the cross. I so appreciate you tuning in for this edition of Fresh Oil today, and I trust you've received something from this book of Philippians chapter 4. Thank you for joining me today, friend. Walk in grace, and remember, God loves you unconditionally. He really does. Stop by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me a line today. Let me know you're listening.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he He makes His mercies new every morning.